This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of I'll Buy the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
I'm Alessandra.
And today, we're doing another trailer breakdown. We're going to do the Luke Cage Season 2 trailer, which I think dropped on, what was it, Tuesday, Alessandra? On Twitter? I saw it on Twitter.
May 7th. Tuesday? So that was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that says Monday.
Monday. Yeah.
There you go.
We're on it.
All right. So I guess let's just jump right on in.
Yeah. Right into the explosion of the first 7 seconds.
I know, very, very intense opening where it's just a truck exploding.
Which still looks fake, but that's okay.
I mean, yeah, definitely. It looks like some fake fire, but still cool, though. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cool looking.
It's fun. I mean, we're not on an Indiana Jones budget here, so.
No.
So Luke steps out of the flames, and remarkably, his entire outfit is not burnt off of him, but he's completely fine.
Really?
He's like wearing his hoodie, you know, the zip up that he always wears.
Okay, it looks like it's kind of getting some holes in it, maybe.
Yeah, some holes. Some
fire holes. You know, he doesn't have. He's not lucky enough to have someone like Edna Mode who could make him a fireproof suit.
Right, so. Exactly. And then he, like, punches this guy. And
yeah, immediately jumps out of the fire and just punches someone square in the face.
He says, "Yo, I'm Luke Cage. You want to test me? You know where to find me."
Which is interesting because after this part, it shows that he's getting filmed. Mm-hmm. So, like, is he broadcasting, like, to villains to come find him? Like,
yeah, maybe there's something with that, which is really interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, because you could definitely sense, like, a newfound cockiness with Luke Cage in this trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. He's walking around town like he's Jesus. Which is what they say. Everybody talking about Luke Cage like he's Jesus.
Because, you know, he's pretty amazing. He's one amazing guy. And let's see. Yeah, so there's just some very, again, very beautiful shots of the city. And then you hear that quote. Yeah. And you see, so it's really interesting how it's kind of changed with Luke. Because I know that by the end of the season, he was getting really well known. But this definitely shows the aftermath of mm-hmm. that to him definitely being way more popular. Definitely people pointing him out on the street.
Oh yeah, women like knowing, being like, "Wow, it's Luke," and they're like thirsty and everything.
Yep, and he's definitely enjoying it. He's enjoying all this fame. You see him. There's a poster of him on the side of a building
that also looks fake.
That looks very fake. He's taking selfies. With a bunch of kids. Super cute.
He's like walking down the street with like a smoothie or an iced coffee or something. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so and then it starkly changes right after that, where then the scene right after that where you just see everyone adoring him mm-hmm. immediately to people being afraid of him. Like, he's walking mm-hmm. down the street next, and a bunch of people that are also on the street just completely scatter, just like super quickly.
Well, they must be bad guys or something, right? Or kids possibly. Are kind of afraid of him or something?
I'm not sure. But just people are scattering. I don't know.
Yeah. Then there's like a shot of him like carrying somebody, it seems, into the precinct, I think.
Oh, possibly. Isn't that a little bit later, though?
Is it? He goes really... Oh, right. He fights those guys in the, when he's wearing his African-American College Alliance, like, hoodie.
Yes, that hoodie!
Which has this amazing, like, completely, like, 80s look to it with the colors and everything, and it's great. I did notice that the colors were way brighter in this trailer, which is fun.
Yeah, very bright colors, and I also like how they're kind of playing with the fact that Luke is indestructible, to where he's in what looks like a drug lab or something, drug mm-hmm. distribution something, and he just walks in on them, and they all have guns, and he's like, really, guys? And they're like, well, we got to at least say we tried, man.
Yeah.
And because they know they're not going to win.
They do. And he just is, you know, kicking them around with his big arms and legs, just throwing them down so easily, like it's nothing.
Yes. Yeah, I love this part. Like, second 29 to, like, second... Where like, the punches go along with the beat. I love when trailers do that, where it's just like... Punch, beat, punch. Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, he, like, throws a table down on somebody. It's like,
yes,
you know, really crazy. And then he's carrying the guy into the precinct, and you see kind of the back of Misty's head there. So that's what why I'm thinking it's a.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so pretty much from here on out, the trailer kind of gets almost a little dark. You have
definitely.
You have
it goes
you have
down.
A few you have a few you know official. Figures, you know, a religious figure and mm-hmm, a mm-hmm. police figure telling Luke that, you know, he can't go on like this, so something must happen to where Luke's doing something that's not good, I guess, because they're telling him that, you know, he clearly can't get this guy on his own, and he needs to stop whatever it is that he's doing.
Yeah,
so
something like he's taking everything too far and he has to slow down or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then even Misty obviously bringing something up a few seconds after that, after carrying someone into the precinct.
Yeah.
You see Luke responding to Misty saying, I have no idea what you're talking about. So Misty must have brought something up that Luke did wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I think that what they're referring to, yeah, like he probably brought in that guy because he beat him up. And Misty's like... You know, you can't keep doing this. And he's referring to the fact that he just beat up all these people on his own, like a vigilante, and brought them in. Like, he's like, I didn't do anything, you know?
I'm doing what you guys can't do, so who knows? It might be something like that. Maybe his level of cockiness just goes through the roof.
Well, then he obviously gets... The cockiness is affected. Like, he gets... punched by the guy in the red suit and kicked down pretty roughly, so it seems like he has a worthy adversary in this next series.
Yeah, we're at second 45 mm-hmm. if anyone is watching along with this, but yeah, he's just walking down the street and this guy quite amazingly just throws a punch and then flip kicks him in the face.
Yeah, it's a really crazy kick. I mean, and he says, and believe me, Luke Cage is nothing but a man. So he must have powers as well, because he seems, after Luke is spitting blood and it's all these kind of disorienting shots of him after he got beat up by this guy, Claire says...
Yeah, after he gets filmed getting beat up by this guy, like, this mm-hmm. stuff goes viral. You see
people
the watching
news
the
people.
Video and then the news people talking about it, saying, like, wow, it sucks to see this guy go down. Like, you know, but people now know that someone can overtake him, which is just
And Claire
insane.
Says you're not invulnerable, so, like, she understands, too. That's the first time we see Claire, like, a minute in.
I know, right? This is the first time.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like this is where I realized, like, seems like this bad guy is... he is much clearer, because we didn't like the first season so much because the bad guy was not very clear, and they really introduced him way too late into the show.
Yeah, most definitely. We were getting along great with Cottonmouth, and I loved Cottonmouth.
Yeah,
I wish
definitely.
That I wish that he
and
could have
Mariah.
Just stayed the whole time.
Yeah,
but then,
both of them were great.
But then out of nowhere, like at the last couple of episodes of the season, then they bring in Diamondback, and it was just... I don't want to say it was sloppily done. They just didn't give themselves enough time to really bring him in.
Yeah. He didn't feel as, he felt more manic than anything.
Yeah. They put way more time into Cottonmouth, and that's why he was such a great character, and then to lose him and then get someone who's just not as developed was disappointing, I'd say. Yeah,
for sure. But it seems like this guy, who's the Bushmaster, he seems like a worthy adversary because he can take bullets just like, so we see like shots of him fighting and taking bullets just like Luke can, so...
Yeah, he must be almost supernatural or dealing with some dark magic or something, because you see him in, like, a... What is it called? Like a... Not like a seance circle, but what do you call that thing?
Oh, yeah. It's some kind of, like, ritual situation. And, I mean, he has an accent that makes it sound like he's from, like, Jamaica or some island, you know? So it seems like... But it also seems like he has a very personal vendetta against Luke... For some reason. Like, we don't know why.
Well, yeah, because we kind of just see him punch Luke and then saying that Harlem is his, and then you just see him being a badass the rest of the time.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love the scenes, even when Luke's, like, gonna fight him and his goons. I mean, there's, like, all this beautiful colors. I don't know what's gonna be going on with that, like... There seems to be, like, costumes or something, you know, in the background.
Oh, like in that room with all those people that Luke is in? Let me see.
Yeah, they're, like, it's just like, float stuff or, like, things getting ready for a parade or something, like...
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
With the guy carrying the chain. We're at a minute and 30 seconds, if you guys are...
Yeah. It's like he's confronting him and...
And it's like in, yeah, there's like a bunch of pieces. Yeah, definitely a bunch of costumes. Interesting, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, but I really like the way that shot. It seems like it's like really fun set decoration. And then we also get a few shots of Mariah's place here and there. Him beating some people up in there.
Yeah, a musical act happening in the club, and maybe it even gets blown up, because Mariah blows up something. You can definitely see that where she drops
the match. She lights something on fire, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, Harlem doesn't need a hero, it needs a queen. And I was like, yes, Mariah!
Yes!
She's so cool! Like, I mean, Alfred Woodard does a great job. Like, you kind of just want her to be on screen more. She's like a little bit off her rocker, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's like one shot of Shades, which I was like, yeah, Shades! I love Shades!
I know, like just the one line I have about Shades, like, oh look, there's Shades, wonder what he's up to. And
something nefarious.
Yeah, most definitely.
I do love Shades, though. That guy is great.
Also, backtracking a little bit, you definitely see maybe almost some shakiness in Luke and Claire's relationship, because
yes,
I guess...
Yes, which I'm digging a lot, because I do not like them together.
Nope. Yeah. We need some Luke with some Jessica, please.
Yes. which might not ever happen, because Jessica's with somebody else now.
Yeah, and also re-watching Jessica Jones before watching... Jessica Jones season 2, I just felt like they had more chemistry than him and Claire did. Like, I don't...
Yeah. They definitely did.
Yeah, the episodes with Jessica and Luke were, like, adorable. Like, I loved seeing them, and they just meshed so well together. I don't know what it is with... But it just seems like they just threw them together, and I'm just not enjoying it.
You know what? It's just Claire has just such a different personality to Jessica. You know? And it just seems like I guess for some reason to us, like, Claire is the nurturing type, and Jessica is, like, not nurturing at all.
And she's, like, the buck it up and, like, get going type.
Yeah, and I don't know why that makes me feel like maybe Luke deserves somebody like Jessica who can, like, challenge him, whereas I feel like Claire, like, challenges him maybe emotionally, but not too much emotionally, just like a little bit, because she's like easy, she's like the more nurturing type, it's easier to love her, for sure, you know.
Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, I love Claire. I just loved Claire in Daredevil.
In Daredevil, yeah. And I mean, I was all for, like, I liked Claire with Matt better than,
definitely.
Than Matt with, like, any of, like, Matt with the other two ladies in his life.
Matt with,
Elektra or...
Elektra.
Or Karen.
What was her name? Yeah.
Because Karen and the Punisher clearly belong together.
Yes! Oh, I want that!
Yes! That's it. That is, like, that is the most... That relationship I ship the most is Karen and...
It's just needed and wanted and... It just needs to happen. But don't...
100%. Sorry, we are not talking about... We're talking about Luke Cage. But of course we're reflecting because we're in this... this was a pretty fun trailer and I am excited to watch it. It seems like this Wishmaster guy looks insane. Like, we get some crazy shots of him just looking like he's really wild in the eyes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely liking him a lot more. And I really enjoyed this trailer. It's really awesome. But let's see. So how much is really left? Oh yeah. So let's see. So if we can.
So then we have like a shot of Misty looking at a drawing of the arm she's gonna get.
Yep, she's gonna be getting her bionic arm because she lost it. I forgot how she lost it in the last season.
It was chopped off by one of the hands, people.
That's right.
And it looks like on the paper that she's holding that there's a little Rand symbol in the corner. Danny is the one making her arm.
Yeah, because isn't Danny supposed to end up with Misty or something?
I don't know.
I think in the comic books I've heard that Iron Fist ends up with Misty.
Hmm.
Which I would not wish.
That doesn't seem right at all.
I wouldn't wish that upon Misty at all, ever. So.
Isn't he much younger than her? He's definitely much younger than her.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Colleen is his age, but not Misty. Misty's older. Yeah. Misty's like Luke's age.
Doesn't mean they can't be in love, but I also just don't want. I just don't want them to be together because I'm not a huge fan of Iron Fist.
I don't want anybody to be with Danny. He's the worst.
Oh my god. Sandra.
I mean, I don't like Colleen that much either, but still.
No.
Ugh.
You guys know how we felt about Iron Fist. Just no good. No good. No good. Leave it.
No good.
Okay,
so moving on.
And then also to digress a little bit, before you see, like, someone speaking to Luke saying that, like, the darkness is going to consume him, and
then you see
a scene with, I think it's his fists, but they're all bloody. So I think you're right, Alison. I think he must have, like, either killed someone by accident or just did something crazy, like just went off the rails. Who knows? Maybe Bushmaster has like a, you know, he's all like magic-y and supernaturally, maybe he can somehow like make Luke do bad things. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we are not comic book readers, so we have no idea. We like surprises.
We have no idea. So yeah, we will be very surprised. We are basically seriously just guessing from this trailer. We
I hope
no
that you didn't listen
knowledge.
To this thinking that we knew what we were talking about because we don't.
Oh, I hope you. Yeah, we know nothing.
But I love the end of this trailer. It was a great ending.
Yeah. So basically, just some quick. It gets very actiony and fast at the end.
Yeah,
you
lots
see this,
of punches.
This guy,
fun.
This
stuff.
Military-looking guy with a huge gun. Yeah. Just like spraying bullets, and then you just see a lot of really cool action shots, like Mariah like swiping stuff off of a table, like in anger maybe.
Yeah, she's she's dramatic.
And then you just see, and then the very end is just amazing. This back and forth between Luke and Misty. I actually would have been fine if Luke and Misty had gotten together too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's great. So we see actually Misty fighting, and there's a reveal of her arm, her mechanical arm.
She's moving way too quickly for you to really see it. So hopefully we get a better look. Well, I mean, of course we'll get a better look when the season actually premieres. But it's pretty awesome. It's a funny back and forth. So maybe. I'm not sure what they're talking about here, but definitely the topic of sidekick comes up and who's going to be whose sidekick.
Yeah, well, she says...
Oh, here we go.
She says, she says something I'll be
Luke
your sidekick.
Or... He says, I'm not in the market for a sidekick. And she says, who says you wouldn't be mine? And then there's awesome action shots of her just punching the shit out of people with her bionic arm. And dodging people. Oh, so awesome.
And then he goes, me. It's my show.
Yes! That ending!
Oh, it was great. Yeah. And they're like, it's Luke's show, but Misty is, like, so cool. So, love to see that.
What makes you say you wouldn't be mine?
Yeah,
it's me. Like, it's my show. Oh my god. And so my very last note, just a call back to our first breakdown, I said, that's how you trailer Robin Hood.
I mean, yeah.
No, that trailer was awful.
Was bad. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you trailer.
Okay, well, anyways, I think it's helped because it definitely has a banging track that's playing in the background of this trailer, and that always helps. I mean, we got some, like, really fun hip-hop playing in the back. Like, I love, like, how much more, like, real this show is compared to other things, and it just helps to have, like, a fun music in there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I remember the first trailer being really exciting as well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because it had like a good track. And we were just really excited about it. So
Yeah definitely. And really excited for season 2 to come out.
So if you liked us talking about this breakdown, you'd love us talking about the Defenders and every single other Defender show up until that point. So you can listen to that podcast.
That was such a jam-packed podcast.
It
My
really
gosh.
Was. It was long because we had to talk about, like, 5 seasons of shows. It was crazy.
We'll try not to jumble them all together as much next time.
Yeah, well...
Maybe.
We haven't talked about
Who
The
knows?
Punisher. We haven't talked about Jessica
That's
Jones
true.
Season 2. Now we got Luke That's Cage true. Coming, and then we have another Daredevil coming. It's going to be great.
Maybe we'll just jumble all the rest of them together.
Yeah. When we get the next Defenders, maybe, or something. I don't know. Anyways,
possibly.
If you like this, please rate and review us on iTunes or SoundCloud. We'd really, really appreciate that.
Appreciate.
And you can also find us on Facebook. Just search All By The Popcorn Podcast. Or our Instagram, at All By The Popcorn Podcast. We also have a Twitter that Emily runs, and the handle is at @bythepopcorn. And if you'd like to email us, it is allbythepopcorn@gmail.com and allbythepopcorn podcast@gmail.com.
We would love to know what you guys want us to talk about. If there's any trailers coming out, anything, comments, anything. We love reading what you guys say.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.